In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. The East Troublesome Fire appears to have not spread much last night after blowing up to a historic 170,000 acres. Incident Commander Noel Livingston says such rapid growth of the forest fire is basically unheard of in North America.
Certainly significant, certainly tragic in a number of areas, and certainly a challenge for both public safety, for the suppression folks, for the emergency services, and for our wildland folks as well.
There's no official word yet on how many homes or other structures have been lost. Weather conditions are expected to be dangerous again today, with warmer temperatures and wind gusts returning to the area. The Red Cross has opened up shelters for anyone under mandatory evacuation orders because of the ongoing wildfires. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
Shelters are up and running in Loveland, Westminster, Blackhawk, and Silverthorne. Andrea Carlson is with the Red Cross. Due to the pandemic, anyone who checks in at a shelter will be assigned a hotel room for the evening, free of charge.
It seems like it should not be this easy, and you keep wanting to say, well, what's the catch? But there's really no catch.
More information is available at the Red Cross website, including how to donate and volunteer. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
And state officials are urging people to avoid traveling to the mountains this weekend. Road closures due to the fires have spread the transportation department thin, and upcoming snow will only stretch them further. It's 24 degrees in Denver, 35 in Olathe. This is CPR News.